Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. Please give a follow if you're not already. Jason Bishop is sitting right across from me.
Yeah, what's up?
He's about 4 feet away. John Paul Flame, diagonal to me.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello. Eric Pickle sitting to my right.
Good morning, Ricky. What's going on?
Hello. Hope all is well with you guys. Mm-hmm. Hope you got some adequate sleep heading into a Tuesday.
I mean,
guys follow the bear updates. I saw it making the news.
I know.
Herndon.
Jason talks about a bear yesterday, and then all of a sudden it's hanging out in a tree in Herndon. Can't get out.
And that bear, I'm not sure if it was the same bear, but they said that the bear was in Prince George's County because they've tagged that bear before.
Yeah, they said it was Langley Park.
Yeah, that's a good amount of space. Langley Park to Herndon, Virginia.
And they think it's the same bear?
Yeah, I think they tag it, and they had to use a tranquilizer. And I don't know where they dump it. They dump it in the woods somewhere.
I guess
and
it just keeps
it resurfaces.
Back. It likes the suburbs. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
It's a crazy story, man.
And it looked like it was just chilling in a tree.
How big?
I mean, it looked.
I'd have to punch up a picture.
Like the size of a good sized dog. Type
I think
bear.
A little bigger than that.
Bigger than that.
I'm going to say that bear.
Probably 300
just from
pounds.
Looking at its head, yeah, it was 250 to 300.
Well, that's a big bear.
Easily.
That's a pretty good size
it's pretty
bear.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere, bro.
I don't know, man. I know people won't like this, but I think they're a threat to humans, in my opinion. Blow it away. Blow it away.
I'm more in the if you can tranquilize it and drive it somewhere out in the middle of Pennsylvania and dump it on a mountain.
That's like, a that's lot of probably resources.
Or take it to the zoo. Why can't they just take it to the zoo?
Yeah, I don't know.
Want the
I'm not sure.
Thing, right?
Huh?
I don't think they do. They want like wild animals.
Probably
like
not.
They want them more like tamed and trained.
An animal that was born at the zoo is acclimated to the zoo surroundings.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like tamed and trained and they
or transferred from another zoo. I don't know.
There you
I don't
go,
know
how EB.
That looks like a massive bear.
It's a pretty big bear.
From what you're showing me.
It's way bigger than a dog.
Yeah.
I mean that's to be out in the wild. Yeah, I'd blow that thing to smithereens.
Here's what I don't understand. How does the bear instinctively climb up a tree, but then it has a
difficult
apparently
time
real
coming
trouble
down.
Getting out of the tree.
Maybe they're stupid.
Maybe they are. Maybe they have a like walnut sized brain and they can't comprehend how to get down.
I had no idea that they had trouble getting down. If they could go, I would figure if you go up, you can come down.
I would think.
Yeah.
I thought they can come down. The people are just panicking that it's in the tree and they want it out.
Is that what it is? I don't know. Maybe a bear can easily come out of a tree. I don't have the answer to life's big question. I don't know. I don't know that.
So, where,
so it's a male black bear.
Yeah.
They call it a male yearling black bear. What does the yearling mean?
I don't know.
Which is the one that's supposed to be more dangerous, a brown or black? I thought one was more
I think
dangerous.
I think a larger, like, I think the larger brown bears are obviously scarier because those are like your grizzly bears, your Kodiak bears that are bears that can be like 1,000 pounds or more.
It was news to me.
I think black bears tend to be a little smaller than the brown bear.
Okay.
Breeds. But again, not a bear expert.
So I guess it's just around a year old.
I'm a shark expert, not a bear expert.
Okay. From what I just read, a yearling is a year old. So okay. It says a male black bear with a tracking collar.
It's black.
Was spotted in Herndon, Virginia.
So yeah. Why?
So residents were urged. I mean, who's not going to do this? But they had to urge them not to approach.
Maybe it loves the town center. I mean, Herndon does have a notable town center.
Well, I mean, there's some.
Where's Reston? Am I getting mixed up?
No, Reston. I mean, Herndon has a shopping center. Okay. I don't think it's considered a town center. But there's so many people in Herndon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Eldon Street is a major road in Herndon. Just cars everywhere.
If you say so, I'm forced to believe you.
So I just don't know how it just walks around with people and so many cars.
Not sure.
There was a bear hit by a car in Ashburn the other day. One of those bears I was talking about?
Another big one?
Yeah, it got hit by a car.
You encounter the bear, three warnings or three instructions.
Yep.
One, respect the bear's space.
Well, I'd certainly do that.
Two, never run. Back away slowly. And then three, never feed the bear.
Bob. Number two is clear. I've known that for years because I saw like probably a YouTube video of a bear running probably 8 or 10 years ago.
Is it terrifying?
Well, it's so fast. Like if you think you're going to outrun a bear, good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think Usain Bolt at his top speed could outrun a bear.
That's wild.
I know I can't.
That's wild. They probably don't even run that often, right? But they have that ability.
They've got it in their tool bag.
Because every time I ever see a video of a bear, they're just chilling.
Just hanging out.
They're just chill. I've never seen one in just a full sprint.
Just trying to like grab food out of a car at a campsite.
Right.
That's all they're doing.
Right.
Hoping you left your toothpaste out.
I wouldn't kill the yearling. I would take it to the mountains. Just take it western.
I mean, if that's easy.
Northwest Virginia, you know, I don't know. Take it south. Just take it away
from. Why didn't they shoot a big dart in it? I don't understand.
They did.
That's what they would ultimately do.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Right. Put it to sleep, and then I don't know what they do with it.
But they've done it before, and it somehow made it all the way from Langley Park, Maryland, to wherever it got in between, and to Herndon, Virginia.
But I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time.
Maryland dumped it over in Virginia. Yeah. Maybe Virginia's going to dump it back to Maryland.
I'm just telling you, it's a matter of time before one's walking down my street, or it's in my backyard, my neighbor's backyard.
Be prepared for those tips.
Well, you know what
they
should do?
I don't know.
They should throw the dart, if you want to save the dumb bear, shoot a dart in it, and then dump its unconscious ass wherever you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And then put like 100 apples. Like, give them a bunch of food.
Sure, bears like apples.
Whatever.
They like trash cans. Whatever is in your trash can.
Let's just say apples, fruit, or whatever. I mean, who cares? A big steak.
They're meat eaters, yeah.
Okay, but whatever. Have it just sit there so it's not hungry and searching for food.
I don't know. They could be, is it omnivores that eat both plants and meat?
But they're just going to go look. Once they run out of it, they're just going to go look for it.
You know,
yeah, but won't it satisfy them for a while?
You don't know the bears.
Yeah, until they get hungry again.
Bears top seed food.
I wouldn't know. Porridge. I have
fish.
Know nothing.
They love fish. They love salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah.
Salmon. You never seen videos of a bear by like a raging stream or river like in Alaska and the salmon are all swimming upstream and the bear's just looking out at it and then just puts his big ass paw in there and grabs them? I've never seen that once?
Never cared to pay attention.
That's not ringing any sort of bell with you?
It's not something that I've ever cared about. So maybe I've seen it.
I know, but we don't like. I don't care about it. Yeah, you I don't care about the bear's eating habits. But I've seen the video of it.
I'm not fascinated by bears.
He doesn't have the bandwidth for that.
I mean, it's just if I saw a bear on TV, I would just go change. Like,
Bears Commanders in prime time this year.
That's different.
And by the way, bears will eat fruit. They will eat fruit.
Yeah, they'll eat.
They'll eat anything. They eat dirt. They do. They'll eat anything.
You don't know this bear's nickname.
They'll eat your boogers. They're just.
I got a lot of those.
The bear's whatever. Nickname? No, I don't know.
Apparently, the Herndon Police Department gave this bear a nickname.
Yeah, Barry. Yeah.
Caleb.
Eldon.
Eldon?
Eldon the bear.
This is on Eldon Street. You just mentioned that.
Yes.
But you know what? Going back a few minutes, bears are actually smart. Because I remember when I was in a national park years ago on a kid's trip.
What were you doing in a national park?
I was on a kid's trip for their field hockey team.
Right, were you bored out of your mind?
Actually, no. I had a good time.
Mm.
Anyway.
You're so hostile towards things you don't like.
Anyway, they said if you're even driving through the park in certain parts with your windows down and the bears smell your food, sometimes they will come and approach your car. They'll get up on the top of your car, on the hood of your car, or the roof of your car, whatever it is, and they'll shake your car.
Till you get out.
Well, you get out, and they also bend the frame of the car so that they can pry your door open and eat whatever is inside your car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As you said, maybe you have porridge in your back seat.
Hey,
isn't that the tale about the little bears and the porridge? And
yes, there is.
Yes, three little bears.
Yeah.
Right. That's all right.
Goldilocks.
Is it Goldilocks and the three bears, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hence my porridge zing.
Yes.
Thank you.
I like the zing.
I like the zing. Is the Herndon Police Department spokesperson our former intern? Let me read this sentence.
All right.
Though Fairfax County has seen its share of bears before, including in Reston, they're very rare in the town of Herndon. Herndon Police Department spokesman Lisa Herndon says...
Probably
it's a lot of Herndon in this sentence.
It's a lot of Herndon.
My guess
right.
is that is her. She's probably in the PR biz.
Yeah,
she's definitely in the PR
that's
biz.
That's a great call.
Yeah, I didn't know that she was working for Herndon Police.
Mm. Yeah, it says she estimates that this is only the second sighting in 8 years with the department.
I mean, it's definitely Lisa Herndon. Lisa Herndon was a baller soccer player.
I've heard a lot of goals. I don't know.
No, she was the real deal.
She's also a bartender at the Green Tree Tavern in Leesburg.
Also, apparently, a spokesperson for the Herndon Police Department.
Yeah.
She's worn a lot of hats.
There's no chance it's anybody else.
By the way, she gravitated to the town of Herndon and works for the city of Herndon.
That's a great bit.
It is a great bit. It's great pretty amazing. Bit,
you need to find a town called Bickle.
Good luck.
Go be the mayor. All right, coming up on the show later, we're going to have Andy Johnson on as a guest. He's the founder of the Fried Egg and the Shotgun Start podcast.
My understanding is that's like a local podcast. It's like huge.
Joining us at 9 o'clock.
JP made me aware of them. He knows one of the guys that hosts it. It's like a huge golf podcast.
Apparently
so. Massive. Yeah.
Well, he's going to be on the show coming up at 9. When we come back, we'll get into the retirement of a high-profile DC athlete. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Something happened yesterday that I think all of us knew was going to happen eventually, but it still sucks that it came to this because of health-related reasons. TJ Oshie retires from the NHL after 16 seasons, over 1,000 regular season games, 10 seasons here with the Washington Capitals, 9 where he actually played. He didn't play at all last season. He was on the long-term IR. So he held a press conference yesterday at the Georgetown waterfront, I believe 7 years to the day that the boys were celebrating in the fountains after winning the Capitals' only Stanley Cup back in 2018. Here's some audio of TJ Oshie announcing his retirement yesterday.
So to my family, friends, coaches, trainers, teammates, fans, and to the game of hockey, promise you this. The moment my skates touched the ice, I gave you everything I had. With that, after 17 years in the NHL, I'd like to officially announce my retirement. Thank you.
Yeah, he was getting very choked emotional up like throughout the speech.
Heck
and
yeah.
It was heartfelt. Like, I mean, he's a heart and soul guy. Like, yeah, yeah. Like that's been kind of his calling card throughout his career, and especially during his time here in Washington.
I mean, he's just a fan favorite. It just there's nothing like it. Just in terms of his smile, his enthusiasm for everything.
All American player too.
Yeah,
I think that's what stood out. I mean, it's not that people don't love Ovi, who's not American, or Backe and all the other greats, but him and Carlson being really great American players.
That hadn't occurred to me, but okay, I'd say that would be a factor.
And he had impact in the Olympics.
Drabby, how far is Everett from Seattle? Right, is that where he's basically from?
Pretty sure.
So
it's like a suburb of Seattle?
Seattle, yeah.
All I could think about, though, was...
That's where Oshie's from.
Wow! What a turnout and celebration for Oshie. What are they going to do when Ovi retires?
Oh.
They're going to have to shut the whole... It's going to be like the Pope died or something.
What are they going to do in the arena?
Yeah.
They're going to have to...
In the arena or the streets out. You block
if they do
off
the streets, I mean,
streets,
literally, you're going to have a couple hundred thousand people. I mean, look how many people show up for Oshie.
They should do it at the Washington Monument, like July 4th.
I mean,
that's how many people will show up.
I think you get a couple hundred thousand people.
Probably.
You might. I mean,
what did you get for the Caps when they won the Stanley Cup? 500,000 people? I don't know.
I don't know. It was a massive numbers, day. But
it was massive.
It was a ton.
I would say you get maybe a third of that. I mean, you're going to get a...
You'll
if you
get
got
a massive
that many
turnout
people for Oshie, and I'm not diminishing Oshie. Oshie is a legend. What are you going to get for Ovi?
It's going to be a huge turnout wherever it is. Just have space for a lot of people.
And I saw Backe sit there, and I'm, you know, Backe's up there too.
Yeah.
Right there. Maybe you might say Ovi, Backe, Oshie, Carlson somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the hierarchy of the Caps legends. What are you going to do for Backstrom?
I mean, he's going to be celebrated
bar
too.
They're setting the bar way up there. It's
now
unbelievable.
It was depressing that he's retiring and also that there just aren't that many guys left on the team from the Stanley Cup team. By my count, it's Willie and Carly.
Three.
It's two, right?
Well, from the Stanley Cup team?
From the Stanley Cup team.
And Ovi.
And Ovi, yeah. I'm forgetting Ovi.
Yeah,
so
I was going to say, it's three, yeah.
It's three left.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of scary.
It's dwindling down.
I know.
Well,
I know.
Shows you. That's the nature of sports. I mean, that's what happens. Everybody moves on. But yeah, Oshie, just to make this about him, which he deserves, I think all of us, even those of us that are just more casual Caps fans, I've always watched him from afar, I've just loved his enthusiasm for the game. It's something
I can't
that
tell
comes
you, man,
through.
And you guys have all met him. He's just the nicest dude. The last three times, or
I don't
maybe
know that I've met him. I don't think I've met Oshie.
You didn't meet him at the parade?
I don't believe so.
I don't think I've met him either. Shaking his hand, but nothing big.
Well, I've met him a few times just because he goes to Golfdom all the time.
Right.
I mean, he's always in Golfdom.
Yeah.
Probably the last five times I've been in Golfdom, he's been there three times.
Really?
That's crazy.
Just hangs out
there. It's a high
there.
Hit rate. Goes, yeah,
just goes in and he hits stuff.
Because you go after the show, right?
I go after the show, stop in there.
Oh, he's in there in the sim rooms?
He's in there hitting clubs. Yeah. He just got some new sticks. And he brought his daughter in there one time, and she was running around. Yep.
Always tweaking.
And that's actually good to hear, because like with his back injury that basically forced his retirement.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of surprising he's able to play golf and like swing a golf club without pain. Maybe he does have pain and
manages it. Playing hockey is a different story.
Yeah. So I'm glad he's able to, you know, to pursue that post-playing career.
Yeah.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but
I mean,
he's a damn good player.
I don't
player.
Know where the 300 goals and the 393 dimes rate.
I don't think he warrants Hall of Fame consideration.
I think he only made one All-Star game in his career, but the Olympics stands out, and he had 49 shootout goals.
He never had more than 33 goals in a season.
I mean,
he's just
his
a legend.
Value is just
he's not a Hall of Famer,
like,
but
his value is like he's an amazing teammate. He's a grit guy. He's a tough guy for his size.
Yeah.
He's obviously a proficient offensive player, but not, I mean.
He's a legend.
He's not a Hall of Fame guy, but he's a great teammate guy. Like, you want a TJ Oshie type on your team
if you're playing in the NHL. Do you get the sense then, because he's got so many roots here, that he's going to stick around post-career and just milk being TJ Oshie?
I mean, it's a good gig. I know he did some TV commentary during the playoffs. As like a one-off a couple weeks ago.
Oh, he's probably dipping his toes in the water, see if he likes it.
Hey, maybe Monumental Sports Network will hire him. I mean, that seems like an obvious,
obvious
ad if he wants to
no-brainer
do more local TV and start there.
He was talking to Finley yesterday after the ceremony.
Yeah.
He was saying he's been coaching his daughter's basketball team, right?
Okay.
Yeah. He's been doing a lot of coaching with his kids.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. I didn't know he had four kids.
Yeah.
Looked like from the pictures he had four beautiful young kids.
Yep.
So it sucks. There's nothing like being on a team. You know, I've said that a million times. I've never played professionally. None of us have. But everyone's been on teams. There's nothing like it. And I'm sure it's heartbreaking for him. But, man, he's still a young guy. He's got these beautiful kids. I mean, what a life this guy's going to have.
He strikes me as younger than his actual age. He's 38.
He looks like he's 33.
He looks like he's 30.
Yeah.
Like he's just fresh face.
He said he had played 17 years in the NHL.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, that's a long
played
career.
Played 8 with St. Louis, 9 here.
That's a long career.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect backdrop. They picked the perfect location. It was
spot.
A home run. I was watching with Joe Beninati and Alan May. As they were doing the coverage, they hit a home run with that.
Home run. Absolutely. And I don't know how they're going to top themselves. I saw Backe in there again. I'm like, well, what are they going to do for him?
Mm-hmm.
He isn't formally announced yet, right?
Nope.
No. But he'll be celebrated in the same manner.
No, I know. Maybe, but I'm just saying, these guys, they're tiers.
Yeah, yeah.
Backe's a tier above. And then when Ovi, literally, I think it's going to be like a state funeral, but a happy thing. But it's going to be like massive.
Back, he's much more muted and understated. He might even approach the team and say, look, let's do something. Let's do something, but it doesn't have to be this huge deal.
Yeah.
Like he's not a big fanfare type of guy.
Yeah, yeah. But he might not have a choice. It might surprise him.
That's true.
Who knows?
But yeah, he was definitely getting emotional.
How could you not?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I wonder if Ovi will get emotional. He doesn't seem like the type of guy who would just cry.
I don't know.
Right there on the
mic. Might. He had Ovi again. He handled that down the stretch this season, the chase, so well. You know, these guys, you know, we do this for a living, but I think all of us, except for maybe JP seems to thrive and enjoy public speaking. But, you know, we don't love public speaking. We like talking to ourselves in here. But Ovi would down the stretch, they'd be giving him the microphone. He'd have to talk to 25,000 people in the arena and a million people watching on TV. And he handled it so well, just time after time after
Did
time.
Great.
And that's not easy to do. Spur of the moment. He handled it so well. So, I don't know.
Ooh, you know what? Looking forward, I think I need to be in the building when they raise his number to the rafters, whenever that is.
Oh, you better hope you're still on the right side of the earth.
You'll be.
That's going to be a while.
I mean, they'll be doing that soon.
Well...
I know the Caps take their time with like retiring numbers. There've only been four retired ever.
They'll do it like within a year of him retiring.
I would say within a couple years. I was gonna say within five or less. Five or less.
You'll be pushing 60.
I seem to make it to 60.
Yeah.
Just make it to the big 6-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna send a request to JVS today.
Save your seat.
Yeah. Circa the year, what would that be like? 2029, 2030.
Yep.
I just need a seat anywhere. I'll take the seat where my head is scraping the top of the 400s. I don't care. I just want to be there when the number goes up in the rafters.
But let's just say this is Ovi's last year. I would say definitely within 5 years they retire it.
Yeah.
How could you not? I mean,
right around the same time
they should do it the next year.
It's going to be around the same time the stadium is erected for the Commanders.
Probably
around 2030.
Yeah, what's the latest of that? What's the latest hurdle?
Isn't the council voting, I think, in July?
They still have those grandstanders that we got to take care of.
I think a lot of them have been swayed
already.
I think they know that the
inevitable.
The jig is up.
Yeah.
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 I think you're going to see that bill passed or approved.
People keep sending me the story about Jeremy Chin shining with the Vegas Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
They're kind of taking shots at Adam Peters, saying the guy's been
great.
For
not retaining him?
I think I saw it on Riggo's Rag. But that might have been one they could have redone. Not that he's a game changer. Mm-hmm. But he was pretty good. So we'll see.
I think he signed a one-year deal here. He played well. And I'm sure the Raiders gave him an offer that the Commanders didn't want to match.
Saw one guy on social media really rip into our conversation about the top 10 NFL GMs and ripping into Adam Peters himself.
Yeah.
Here it is on our Facebook page. You can always follow us at facebook.com/thejunks. From Scott. He made the Daniels pick, which anyone off the streets could have made. The real analysis is the rest of the draft. This is his opinion.
But I do think that's a little bit of hindsight because there was debate. That's why we kept doing our quarterback rankings. Mm-hmm.
Second round, Newton. He writes, oops, PFF number 138. Second round, Sanristil. He says, average, PFF number 77. I think Sanristil was a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Had an impact. Would he have two interceptions in the playoff game against Detroit?
Dude, he was basically immediate contributor.
That's one where you're reading that guy's reading too much into the PFF grades.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Sinnott, he writes, oops.
Okay, that one I agree on through year one.
Yeah.
That's so
Although you can't give up on guys after one.
And I wouldn't say oops on Newton. Newton showed flashes for sure.
Coleman, he writes, they traded for his replacement and then used a first-round pick to put him on the bench for good. PFF number 59. McCaffrey.
Slow down. They're talking. Coleman is going to play as a guard at minimum. Like, he's making it sound like he's been benched after 1 year of playing tackle. Like, that's not the case. They're just reshuffling the line, and he's going to play on the interior.
Well, the reality is, it's too early to tell for any of these guys.
Of course.
Just giving
for
you
the most part, yes.
What one guy said. Like, most people are like, Adam Peters is a god. This guy's taking a different look at it.
All those guys except for Sinnott were, you could argue, key contributors.
And then he writes, McCaffrey, oops again. He goes, so irrelevant, no PFF grade.
Well, he's a fourth round guy. I mean, I thought...
The third round.
Was he third round?
Yeah.
I thought they implemented him fairly well.
His point would be, I would agree. Out of all of those picks,
I expect
he got
a bit
one
more
starter.
From McCaffrey?
He's a former quarterback two years ago.
I expect a little bit more. Not
maybe
a lot.
Maybe a little.
I mean,
maybe
he's
a teeny.
Third round receiver, you expect a little more. But this is a big year for him.
Yeah. I thought he was lucky he went in the third round considering it was a new position for him. You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, relatively new. You're right.
I don't know. That's definitely.
Maybe they just drafted him on the name.
That's definitely someone is trying to irk you. It's definitely a negative perception. What's the guy's name? Is he put it out there? Is it a pub?
Scott.
Scott.
Just a fan. One of our listeners. Jason. Yeah, Jason agreed with the premise that he shouldn't be in the top 10, but that was mostly because it's only been one season.
I wouldn't
season.
Know where to put him because I don't know how to rank the other guys.
I don't think you could put a guy in the top 10 after 1 year.
Yeah.
Not unless they won the freaking Super Bowl.
But I disagree that they have like three oopsies from last year.
Not yet, yeah. I mean,
I don't think Newton is anywhere near an oopsie.
Next year at this time, we might say, all right, a couple oopsies. That's the maybe that's the word
the
we'll
prime
use.
The most prime candidate.
I don't know if
of
I
the
like
first
that word
four or five
so much.
Okay. Is would be I guess Sinnott, and for some reason I'm bizarrely positive on him because I just don't think he got much of a chance until proven otherwise. You have to show me Sinnott just like dropping balls, fumbling, not able to make a play, can't get open. You show me that stuff, then I'll go oopsie. But I think he just was kind of snake bit by a guy in front of him who was 100 years old that had like a resurgent year out of nowhere.
Man, I know my dynasty fantasy team sucks if Ben Sinnott is on my bench, which he is. I mean, that's not great. Yeah. That's me just grasping.
Anyway, it was just a opposing view at just everybody who tends to fawn over everything that Adam Peters does, that maybe if you really take a deeper dive, some of those picks, Jaden was such a home run, it masks everything.
Yeah.
But some of those picks, I mean, I like Sanderstill a lot. I think Sanderstill was impactful.
Sanderstill's a hit. They're planning on Coleman being a starter on their offensive line. I mean, how can you not say that's a hit, not a hit? I don't think
definitely
going to
be a starter.
I think so. I think that's the plan. I think the plan is for him to be a starter for sure. Jaden, the thing with Jaden is you cannot forget that there was debate. The Drake Mays. Who else was in that? It's basically Drake.
JJ McCarthy.
JJ, because there's some talk JJ might go.
I think it was just kind of down to JD and May. I don't think it was down
maybe.
To.
I think by the end, the day before, it was pretty obvious. But yeah. Like weeks leading up to it, there was some bizarre debate. But I mean, JJ was like thrown in there kind of bizarrely. But
well, yeah. The Commanders were high on him. Peters was high on him.
That was the talk, allegedly.
I think he pretty much confirmed that afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Valdez, can you go back and secretly switch my board and put Jaden Daniels above Caleb Williams?
I think I win that one.
You probably win that.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind if you wanted to retweet that, JP, and just give a little shine to your boy.
So
with all of us with our
find
boards.
Me the picture.
Actually, I think there's a big bet with Cakes.
There is?
Yeah, about this. Hold on.
I hope I'm on the winning side. Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Jaden Daniels will be the best quarterback from the draft class.
Okay.
Yeah. EB, yes. Cakes, no.
What's the wager?
$50.
$50? That's a big one.
When do I get to cash in?
Retirement?
Yeah. Retirement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, once they're,
we'll be dead.
Once Jaden's enshrined, you got a ways to. You know what? That $50 is going to be worth $8 in the future.
He's becoming a Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams fan now.
No, I'd much rather. Jayden
who was he
Daniels
pushing
be
for
better.
Then? Who was
no, I think he's just saying other quarterbacks can develop. JJ McCarthy could play well.
So I'm not saying it's a dumb deal.
Yeah, you have the field. He could get hurt.
Oh, so I have Bo Nix.
Yeah, you have you have Drake,
I have
JJ,
outs.
You have Caleb.
I have potential
Caleb.
Outs.
Yeah,
so I'm still rooting for Jaden.
No, those guys are
well,
good.
I mean, again, it's a $50 bet. Over 15 years, who cares?
None of them were good their rookie year. I mean, this is a 10-year bet.
You know what? I want all those guys to fall on their face, and I'd gladly pay $50 for Jaden to
would
be
you
a
take
Hall of Famer.
Would you take the same side now if I offered you the same stakes? Like, do you have bettor's remorse?
No, he wouldn't.
Me?
Yes. Would you still take the field?
I think I would. I think I made a bad bet after year one, from the looks of it.
I would still take the field.
I probably wouldn't.
I think both Drake May and not. Caleb
hey,
have
if,
the
hey,
chance
see if you
to
can
be
sell,
superstars.
Sell your bet to JP.
Sell my ticket to JP?
Yeah, sell your ticket.
Sure. You want my ticket?
Sure.
Oh, cross my name out. Put JP's there. I'm butt size. I just made $50.
but let's be honest.
Yeah.
In 10, 12 years, whenever, you're just going to forget about that
this
bet.
No, this bet was made on 11/18. So like you had a body of work to see.
Yeah.
Why were you hating?
I don't know.
I don't think this is that hater of a bet. I mean, it's not.
I mean, remember at the time, by the way, in terms of touchdowns.
I was tempted by the field.
But remember, in terms of touchdowns.
I love Jaden. Don't give me that look. You're giving me side eye.
Jaden didn't have that many touchdowns.
I thought you were on a
not
team.
A traitor
EB.
At all.
Yeah. Jaden didn't have that many touchdowns until the end of the season. Really?
Whatever. It took me one preseason game, one pass.
Still knew he's a stud.
Took me one scrimmage.
I know. I'm not saying.
Determined greatness.
I understand that, but.
How
he was on pace
it?
For like 17, 18 touchdowns,
yeah,
which really wouldn't have stood
it?
Out.
Like what year were high?
I don't know.
The
are you sure
Knicks?
That was a, what's the year on that bet? I mean, this is only this, 1 year that could make sense.
It was made on November 18th of this season.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like by Thanksgiving,
my name is no longer on it.
It doesn't matter for you.
It doesn't matter. It's like it never happened.
Eric thinks this is like some sort of hater bet. I don't think this is a hater bet. It's a little bit.
I understand your angle. A field is always good with a field. I get what you're saying.
It's a longevity thing.
Yeah.
But I think that...
You just think you're going to win the bet. It's pretty simple.
I could easily fall off. He could get hurt, and Caleb could blossom or something. Anything could happen.
Let me tell you why he made the bet. Because on November 18th, I'm trying to double check my math, but Jaden only had 7 or 8 touchdown passes.
Who cares?
Okay, but that was that's why he made the bet. Now, he finished with 18 after that in the last... when Jaden started cooking.
I made the bet. Because I like getting the field. Okay. Even if I know I'm behind originally.
Right.
I like field bets.
I feel like... Cakes field over here. I feel like Valdez, and then this is Cakes is coming in. They're just big on like the numbers overall, looking at it dispassionately. I can't look at it dispassionately. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Valdez is like, always take an under bet. Never take it over. It's stupid. And from the numbers, I understand that.
I should have worn my Jaden Daniels t-shirt that Gabe Harris gave me last week today.
You know what it is?
I can't make it this passionate bet.
So he had, when they lost to Philly on November 14th, which was the Thursday night, sounds like you made the bet on the Monday after that. He only had 10 touchdown passes. You know, Cake's like a fantasy guy, right? So he's just doing the math. Oh, they've played 10 games. He only has 10 touchdown passes. Somebody else might be better than him. And he was a Bo Nix. He was getting on the Bo Nix bus a little
bit. I called him Bo Nix his first 2 or 3
I know,
games.
But then he got on the bus.
He got on a little hot streak.
Yeah.
Fantasy. You know what it is? It's the fantasy.
Yes.
Valdez found the audio of the bet. So we will get into
that.
Pretty
good find, buddy.
We'll get into that when we come back here on the Junks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junkies text line is wide open, and it's presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. That's 70 years, my friends. Serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so Valdez is the official show historian and archivist. I don't know the proper way to say that.
Will you teach us the tricks of your trade? So you saw the date of the bet, so that narrowed it down to the show. And then how do you actually find it that quick?
We have segments labeled.
So, and then the segments labeled to make a bet.
Basically, you're the Indiana Jones of Junk's segments.
Nice.
You're
going
to go into a deep, dark cave and you're going to outrun a boulder and, you know, like people that are going to try to kill you and spikes coming out of the walls, and you just find the segment.
All right. So, I just want to hear this. I want to hear this hater who we ingratiated and all of a sudden we deemed him an official Commanders fan. Baptized them all that.
Oh, okay. Because it was so hard to become the threshold to become a Commanders fan was so high.
Well,
after 30 years of sucking,
a true Commanders fan is not going to be betting on hyping up Bo Nix. So again, I want to hear this.
Again, I took the field on a goofy bet, and now I've sold it to JP. So I'm completely.
I just want to hear the conversation.
But so wondered if it bothers you that all of a sudden there's noise for other rookies. That potentially could win Rookie of the Year.
For most rational people, it doesn't bother them.
Right.
But if you're a real, like, sicko, psycho fan, like an HTTC or to your core, I could see that it offends some of those
people. The only thing that bothers me is if you actually have the audacity to think that they're better.
It seems they made the right pick at number two.
I'm just saying he's going to be the best one when it's all said and done.
But I'm telling you this.
I'm 100% convinced.
I'm a Jaden guy, but I'm willing to take the field against you in a career bet if you wanted to as a gentlemanly bet.
Sure.
We could decide on a wager on whatever the wager is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I have no fear of any of the other quarterbacks in this draft.
Okay, then I'll take the field.
The bet?
I don't know what the bet. I don't know what the parameters.
I guess he's betting who's going to be who's the best.
Who has the best career of the batch?
So just sniff test best career.
This is a 10 to 12 year
bet. Of all the rookies, does this include like six rounders that may emerge?
No, I'm only counting the big sillies, and I'm only counting quarterbacks. I'm not counting Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers, by the way, on pace for 119 catches.
No, he's having an amazing year, but he wouldn't count for the parameters of this bet. Just to have action, because I'm a little bit of a degenerate, I would take the field against Jaden just because I like having the field.
Sure.
Even though I think he is supremely talented.
I'm happy to take that, sure.
All right, we can work on the arrangement
later.
How
about $10?
$10. So
that should be $100 bet at least.
Why should it be,
you're going to be 70 by the time you collect this bet.
Let's make it 50.
All right.
$50 lifetime bet.
All right.
And I'll just take the field. Valdez, put it in the book.
We'll probably be retired and Cakes will be calling.
Hey, maybe JP knew he was going to get in on it. He was stumping for it to be a $100 bet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm always wanting to juice up other people's bets.
I just like
for a lifetime bet. I mean, $10 is such pointless.
I made a $100 lifetime bet with EB when we were both broke. About Andre Agassi.
I mean, I let Jason off the hook on the Ovi bet because I got scared when he scored like 8 goals in the first half of the season 2 seasons ago.
I got a buy out there.
That was dumb.
I'll double it to 100. And you know what? You could do a panel of judges.
I'll never waver.
Yeah.
I'll never waver.
I think right now he's in the lead by far.
Who are the panel of judges?
You two guys, and then pick one of those guys to break the vote.
No, this is the great radio. We'll do jury selection.
Yeah, it's an esteemed panel.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all going to be doing the show in 12 years, if not longer.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, 12 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a headline from ESPN just yesterday. Patriots Drake May starting to find a stride in new offense.
Okay, well,
let's see that article
translate to numbers
about every quarterback.
His numbers are going to be better than last year.
Well, they should be
better.
You know what it comes
staff,
down to
team.
In the end? It's going to come
down to
Super
wins.
Bowls,
yeah. or just
which
playoff
of these guys is going to win Super Bowls? We hope it's Jaden Daniels.
Hold on. Well, that's a whole different bet.
That is a different bet.
No, but it's not a different bet in this respect. It would be up to the jury. It'd be up to the jury. Oftentimes, though, the separator when people look at careers, what's the separator in Tom Brady and Peyton Manning? Peyton Manning won more MVPs, has some better stats. Now, I think Brady eclipsed him because of his longevity, but the separator is the Super Bowls.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that close. And
J.J. McCarthy could have 2 Super Bowls, but Jaden Daniels has better statistics.
He's just Dan Marino.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be close.
You think you win in a runaway?
Can we get an end date on this?
Sure.
We get 5 years or something.
I'm cool with that.
Pay off date.
I mean, what are you going to wait 14 years for this dumb bet?
Sure. You know what? I'm out of this bet. As far as I'm concerned,
you can pay now.
All right. So hold on. Well, it's a career long bet.
I have no problems. I'm backing down an inch.
So our end date is going to be after the Super Bowl in 2031.
If you make it a 5-year bet?
Yes.
Sure. I have no problems. I am happy.
There you go. There's your bet.
JP better
never
hope.
Not wavering.
You better hope Ben Johnson's sprinkle some of that magic dust on Caleb Williams.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that Caleb will be better this year than last year?
I think he has potential to be better.
I think he's going to be.
It's a guess. Do you think? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
He says yes.
Yes, he'll be better.
Okay, well, last year he had 20 touchdowns and 6 picks. Not bad.
I think he'll have more. He might have more picks, but I think he'll have more touchdowns.
Yeah. I think he'll be in the conversation.
I think most of
the conversation.
I think most of these guys.
May's in the conversation.
I don't know if Bo Nix's numbers will be better.
Well, again.
I don't know if he's got a better than 29 touchdowns.
You know what I'm going to say.
Backpatting, of course.
That I predicted that this class, and you guys mocked me, especially that big tall guy over there, that this group of quarterbacks is an unusual group, and that I thought all of them would likely be hits. That this was going to be a very good class. But I still think I got the best
right
one.
Right now, it looks like you're right. But I think it
everybody was like, oh, but only 50% hit. I don't care 50%, nothing. I look at them. These guys all look pretty good. I think it's an unusual class.
Different levels. Well, people always laud the 1983 draft class, and it had Hall of Famers. Has John Elway, Dan Marino, and Jim Kelly. But it also had Tony Eason, Ken O'Brien.
Those guys played like 10, 12 years.
And Todd
Blackledge.
I'm not
saying those guys are all Hall of Famers. Yeah. But those guys had long careers. And I said, I don't think these guys are going to be like busts. I remember specifically.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I just feel really good about my position on everything today.
You're very high
on yourself.
It's a
great day to be me.
How's that unlike any other day?
Well, some days it's not as great. Like yesterday was not a great day when I thought they kept saying Commanders and they were saying Defenders.
Yeah, that was not.
That was not a great day to be EB.
Did anybody come back with visual evidence?
No.
Or audio evidence?
How could they
to support?
No. How could they?
No,
come
there up? there were two or three people that did back him up.
Yeah, but they were just because they were glancing they were also, things like
also
the Commander Chief Trophy.
People like him.
No.
Confused they watching
were,
TV.
Listen, God bless him. But they were showing me like the Commander-in-Chief trophy, and they were saying maybe that's what confused me. No. What set the tone was my Venmo earlier in the day that I didn't understand. So that planted the seed. I was trying to understand where the guy came from. Then when I saw the game on, I was like, DC, and that C was jumping out at me.
I was going to say you should have given him his money back, but he pretty much ruined your day, so keep the money.
Yeah, he ruined my day.
I will say it does kind of, unless you really analyze that logo, it does kind of look like a C.
Totally.
I just can't believe you have people giving you $21 for the stupidest things in the world. That's the amazing part.
It's overall, it's great to be me.
Sounds a little bit like a grift. people are dumb enough to just randomly send money. What are you going to do? You'll take it.
I mean,
and you'll use it.
Sounds like, again, great to be me.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
My Venmo has lint in it. It's felted.
Work on your Venmo hustle.
I do need to work on my Venmo hustle.
I got to get one of those shirts. You know how people have the shirts with the barcodes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Scan it.
Just scan it. It's not going to be Trump dancing. It's going to be my silly Venmo.
All right, when we come back, we will talk more NFL. Our pal Neil Greenberg, he has some futures bets that we can look forward to for upcoming season. We'll discuss those next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.